The over-reliance of antibiotics goes actually way back with the invention or the advent of antibiotics. So it was basically thought to be a cure-all for everything, whether it be bacteria, which is what you're supposed to use it for, or mistakenly viruses or funguses or parasites as well. But the thing with antibiotics that is different from other medications is that it has an instantaneous effect. People feel better fairly immediately. What this fills is this demand in society, which is the please me now or I want my instant gratification now society, where an antibiotic will actually help fulfill that. And whether you have an illness that demands an antibiotic or not, people are going to demand it.
So maybe you can explain a little bit about how these kind of scary infections become resistant to antimicrobials.
Bacteria inherently have some resistance to different types of antibiotics, and it really depends on the type of bacteria. But what I've always said to my students is that this is an organism's world, and we just live in it. And what I mean by that is that they've mutated basically to whatever it is around them or everything in their life. It has been clearly shown that with the invention or introduction of an antibiotic, depending on the organism, an organism will quickly show resistance fairly immediately. So it's a bacteria's world, and they just evolve very quickly to its surroundings.
If you could indulge me for a moment, and let me quiz you on some common infections, and you can tell me whether antibiotics are necessary or an effective treatment for that ailment. That would be great.
Oh, boy, I'm being quizzed.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So let's start with a cold.
No antibiotics. Now, everybody's definition of a cold is different, but the common cold that we normally hear about, no antibiotics will work or are required.
Flu.
There are antivirals that you can definitely use for influenza.
Strep throat.
Antibiotics you can use for strep throat.
Okay. Bronchitis.
Bronchitis is a nonspecific catch-all term, and basically whenever anybody has a cough, they say they have bronchitis. Sometimes it's caused by viruses. Sometimes it's caused by bacteria. So I'm going to push on that one.
All right. What about ear infection?
Ear infections, it is thought that many of them are actually viral, and there's literature with children that are coming out that we should actually decrease our reliance on antibiotics for ear infections.
And finally, sinus infection.
Sinus infections, we have clearly, in terms of antibiotic prescribing errors, that is one clear area where we have used way too many antibiotics for it. And there have been some very nice studies that have actually shown that people generally do better without antibiotics as compared to with antibiotics.
What are some of the typical illnesses that you would absolutely prescribe antibiotics every time, no question?
That's actually a good question because there's so many illnesses that you would actually use for antibiotics. But things like pneumonia, sinus infections, ear infections, it's difficult to distinguish whether or not a bacteria is actually causing it or a virus is causing it. Now, people will say, well, who cares? Why don't you just give an antibiotic and you can sort of cover your bases? And that leads us back to not only just resistance, but also the adverse side effects associated with antibiotics. There's an increasing amount of literature out there that shows that children's exposure to antibiotics may have deleterious effects on them later in life, whether it's changing their human flora or their microbiological flora, thus rendering them more susceptible to different diseases.
At St. Francis, are you seeing strains of certain diseases and infections that are just resistant to the typical antibiotics?
At every hospital, there's going to be definitely strains of bacteria that are resistant to other antibiotics. I don't think our rate of resistant infections is more than anybody else. But stewardship is not only to prevent resistance, but also to prevent adverse side effects such as renal failure, liver failure, but most importantly, something called Clostridium difficile, which is a horrible, life-threatening, antibiotic-related diarrheal illness.
When we're talking about reducing the use of antibiotics, what will that do? I mean, in a certain way, I mean, isn't the damage already done here?
Well, what is believed that once you start reducing its exposure to anything, that it's that the flora or the bacterial microbiome in nature will revert back to what they call its wild state. So every bacteria, just like every human being, has its own set of mutations, which is what makes us different, whether it's brown hair versus black hair, blue versus brown eyes. And it's the same thing with bacteria, but there is always a preponderance, or I shouldn't say preponderance, but there will be a majority of bacteria that will show its the same attributes. And so the thought is, once you start reducing that, the antibiotic exposure, that bacteria will get back to its natural state.
Dr. Ulysses Wu, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.